it was shocking walking into the store.
That's Ilya Bourigili, the co-owner of Olmaz Jewelers in Eastgate Crossing.
I couldn't walk in right away. I had to go in and out a couple of times to hold myself.
And he was far from the only one.
It caught everybody by surprise. I walked around in the morning, saw a couple of fellow business owners. One business owner, she just opened the door, looked inside, locked it, and then she's like, I can't deal with this. And she walked away.
Eastgate Crossing is known for experiencing floods when Chapel Hill gets a big rainfall, but Sunday's storm was literally the biggest rainfall Chapel Hill has ever experienced, 8 inches of rain in a single day.
Everything is complete loss. There's no store in Eastgate that didn't get affected. And we're talking about probably 5 feet of water in most stores. All my neighbors are gutting their stores, throwing away inventory. The wine store, if you walk outside our plaza, you can smell wine because they're dumping it in a large container.
And as for Olmaz Jewelers itself,
our inventory was secured, but everything else is total loss. There's equipment, showcases, we can't even open them anymore. The wood has bubbled up. All three computers were covered underwater. Our tools, the shop, all the benches are completely destroyed. We have a laser welder that we invested in 2-3 years ago was covered underwater. It's in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The devastation comes in spite of the fact that officials took significant steps in recent years to shore up Eastgate against flood damage. But Sunday's storm overwhelmed those efforts, partly because of the sheer amount of rain, but also because some protective measures were not taken in time.
We typically have floodgates in Eastgate, but nobody put them up because nobody expected what happened to happen.
Aburujili says the weather was being monitored, but when it became clear that the storm would be much bigger than originally projected, at that point it was already too late.
6 o'clock, the creek behind us was not overflowing. It was just a little bit of rain at the time, up until 6-7 o'clock. And then the person that was monitoring came back at 8 or 9 and it was already rushing in.
Though Aburujili says the water level ultimately rose above the floodgates anyway, so even that precaution would still have only partly mitigated the damage. Now, Eastgate business owners are turning their attention to the recovery effort, which for many will be very costly and take a long time. Those business owners will be reaching out to the town, the county, and the community for support, and Aburujili says he's confident the community will be there.
It's devastating. I've never seen anything like this before. I feel for my fellow Eastgate owners and employees. I know Chapel Hill will support us in any way they can. I have no doubt about it. They've always showed us support, and I'm pretty sure they're not going to stop now.
For 97 on the Hill, I'm Aaron Keck.